Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Frank. Dave, good afternoon, my friend. How are you doing on this beautiful, sunny Southern California day? Great to see you. How are you doing?
Great to see you, buddy. Yeah, it's warming up out here in Los Angeles, California.
Yeah.
Welcome to our show, everybody. Hey, we are recording this on the 20th of March in the year of our Lord, 2024. The Rant and Rave podcast. We're live. We're ready to rock, dude.
We're live, yeah, from the studio.
Southern
California studio, undisclosed location, deep in the bowels, somewhere near like the San Andreas Fault, something like that.
My mailman knows where I live, so that'd be a problem. So it's not quite completely secret, but
you know, I don't think you can use that term anymore, mailman, because the
Male person.
No, I think it's male person, or however you want to identify as a non-binary male person, or perhaps an LGB, some kind of lettered male person. I think that's the new way to describe them in Los Angeles, Dave.
I think you are correct, delivery person. Another amazing week. It's only Wednesday night, and already some shenanigans going on this week. So let's dive right into it.
Yeah.
First off, another election last night. This was probably the last big election, where they had various states kind of competing. I think of the rest of the way, would you say this is like the last big one, multiple states?
Pretty much, yeah. Well, Super Tuesday already happened, and we had a bunch of states over the last few days, and that's pretty much it now. And there's a few dribbling in, but that's it.
This is the earliest that both candidates have been locked in.
Yeah.
Because usually one of them has a dogfight, which lasts quite a while. Yeah.
Now we have an eight-month general election cycle. So, yeah.
Exactly. Really, the only thing of note is this. Both Florida and Ohio trended even farther red, which is obviously very positive.
Yeah.
And I think it's two things. First off, people like the results.
Yep.
And sure, hey, what a shock. When you actually have actual real conservatives, Republicans, doing what they should be doing, people like that.
Yeah,
and number two, once you get in to that position, the Secretary of States in both those states have done a very good job of cleaning up the voter rolls.
Right.
Very good job. And that is so key. And the swing states, that's why Pennsylvania is still going to be a pain in the ass.
Yep.
Arizona and Michigan, because those secretaries they don't have to respond to anybody. They can do whatever the heck they want. But in Florida, Ohio, I think we can basically call those solid red at this point going forward.
Yep. Yeah, no, agreed. Look, I mean, I can summarize the whole thing in four words, Dave. People are pissed off. I mean, basically, that's what it kind of comes down to. The blue tards, they're not living up to the promises. It's a mess. The country's a mess. It's 80% of the country feels it's going in the wrong direction. 70% hate what's going on in the border. I mean, it's just the whole thing is a mess. There's not a single policy direction that this government has taken us that's been helpful. It's all been brutal.
Sadly, they have a way bigger war chest as far as money goes. But the one election we do want to mention real quick is out in Ohio for Senate.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bernie Moreno really did well. A MAGA pick. Donald Trump backed him up early on. Every time I've seen him in a soundbite, he's spot on. He beat the establishment candidates, and he's going to be taking on a real left-wing, barnacle-driving swamp creature named Sherrod Brown, who's been there since the age of the wheel.
Wow.
Coming up in November.
Right.
This is a clear chance for the Ohioans. Is that how you would say that?
People something like that. Like it. Yeah, yeah.
To say, hey, this is it. We're going to get Bernie Moreno in there. That would be awesome. I can already tell this guy's a winner left and right. So good for him. And hey, real quick, here's my quick prediction.
Yeah.
On what's going on with the Democrats. This has kind of been floating.
Okay, give it to me.
Biden's going to hang somehow, some way. But guess what? They're going to kick Kamala to the curb.
Really?
And that's going to say, oh, well, if we get like a Gavin or somebody else as his VP, it'll be... Yeah. If Joe doesn't quite make it the rest of the way, we can bring in the VP. So I think that's what it's going to be.
Well,
Joe Biden, lose Kamala.
I think that's right. And I think what Kamala's going to have and insist on is the same thing that deputy director of CIA operations had in that Harrison Ford movie. He wants that get out of jail piece of paper. Remember that piece of paper where he had it in his little safe on the wall? And it said, deputy director Ritter will be held, not in account for all of these covert actions in Central America, because she wants a Supreme Court position, right? Mm. She was the former attorney general in California. She never polled over 2%, even when she tried to run before as president. But she wants she wants to be part of the permanent political class. And that's the only appointment that you can get that does that. Permanent Supreme Court, lifetime appointment. And I think your prediction is spot on, dude.
They're going to have to butter her bread just right to ease her out the door, because she will not go out easy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, I mean
I mean.
she's yeah, and it's there's no such thing as even if it's in writing, right? Because Obama's pulling all the strings. Speaking of which, we put that on social. Obama had a private meeting at 10 Downing
Yes.
Street this week with the
Yes,
Prime Minister of the UK.
I saw
What the
that.
hell is going on, for God's sakes? Who's running this
And
country?
Tony Blair was over there
Why is
too.
this? Tony Blair was there. Why is the former president of the United States meeting with the? I mean, come on. And it was all cameras and this, and it was a private meeting and all the rest. We know why. Because Obama's running the shadow government.
Yeah,
We know why.
because they're planning the global reset in 10 Downing Street.
Planning
So
it.
that
It's
just,
happening. They're just planning the next chapter.
yeah, well, they're smiling and waving, and just like you just wanted to punch them all in the face. Hey, today another amazing wrap up. I mean, just when you kind of get over the election and Donald Trump and all the lawfare nonsense going on, we got to hit this. This is the big story of the week. I
Big
can't imagine
story.
it's going to be stopped, but yeah, we got 2 days to go. You never know. This morning they had the House Oversight Committee, which is really the ground zero for anything like impeachment related, but this is specifically about Joe Biden's abuse of public office,
That's right.
obviously, and tied
That's
into
right.
Hunter. Now, Hunter was invited. He didn't show up.
Didn't
Not a
show up.
surprise.
Right.
But the testimony that was given was unbelievable, people.
Yeah. Devin
I
Archer,
hope.
by the way, was invited, didn't show up also.
And also, exactly. And I, obviously don't blame him. They, unless you're going to
Unless
hit
there
him
was
on
a
the head.
subpoena, that's right. I mean, why show up? It's just an invitation. If there's a subpoena, they have to show up. So,
Exactly. We've mentioned this guy's name many times, Tony Bobulinski. He was a business partner of Hunter Biden. And he initially came out to our attention in a Tucker Carlson interview about, gosh, maybe even a year ago, over a year ago. And this is probably I think, would you say the first time that he actually got up and gave a lengthy deposition, I guess you would call
Yeah,
it.
well, let's rewind a little bit more, Dave, because
Yeah.
actually Bobulinski gave, it wasn't congressional testimony under sworn testimony, sworn oath, but he, don't forget, right before the 2020 election, about a month before, when the laptop from hell came out, he gave the interview to Fox News and gave all the same detail. So all
Yeah.
the detail that he gave today under oath has already been out there. It's just that it hasn't been under, it wasn't in front of the Congress. It wasn't under
Right.
oath. But he, all this information, some of which you're about to play from this audio clip from today's hearing, has been out there for a while.
And yet, obviously, completely ignored.
Of course.
And believe me, the Democrats did everything in their power to cover him up. And oh, they're just laughing at him. Oh, he's just a blah, blah, blah. How they make up names for people. Because they don't want to hear the truth, especially like AOC was talking to. She'd ask him a question, then talk over him right
Yeah.
immediately after.
Oh,
He
that's
says, "Hey, do you
right.
want me
Yeah,
to respond or not?"
ridiculous. Yeah. Well, he started responding with all the answers, like, oh, yeah, RICO statutes, fraud, all the rest of it. She's like, I know what a RICO statute is. I'm reclaiming my time. I want to reclaim my
All this,
time.
yeah, I love how Bobulinski came right out. This is how you. This is a good witness. He was a steamroller. He came right and said, "Hey, Raskin, Goldman, you scumbags, you are liars." And so they got up. Oh my God, he called people on the committee liars. Oh my goodness, we have to do something about this guy. We can't have that. Hey, do you want to begin with the Jordan clip though?
Yeah, sure. We can set it up with that. So Jim,
Because I think he started things off with him, and then I'll
yeah.
get to
So let's do
his
Jim
soundbite.
Jordan. So Jim Jordan, who I've met, a great guy, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, kind of frames this out over the next 2 minute. We'll do a 2 minute cold open here with this, and then we'll follow it up, Dave, with your comment,
Good.
Tony Bobulinski's comments. So folks, listen in.
Who planted the pipe bombs on January 6th? Nobody seems to know. Who leaked the Dobbs draft opinion? The leak that led to an assassination attempt on Justice Kavanaugh. How about this one? Who left cocaine at the White House? Biden administration doesn't seem to have time to answer these questions. They're too busy investigating parents at school board meetings, labeling Catholics extremists, retaliating against whistleblowers. They're too busy putting together a sweetheart deal for Hunter Biden, a deal that got laughed out of court. And oh, the guy who put together the deal that got laughed out of court, that's the guy they name special counsel. You know what Democrats do have time for? Going after President Trump. They've been doing it for 8 years. They spied on his campaign. Then it was the Mueller investigation, 19 lawyers, 40 agents, $30 million, and found nothing. Then it was impeachment. Then it was raid his home. Then it was the special counsel. Then it was the 14th Amendment. The party of democracy said, we're going to keep the guy off the ballot who's leading in every single poll. The ranking member said that President Trump should be disqualified from even running for office. Thank goodness we have a Supreme Court who disagreed with the ranking member and the Democrats. 9-0. Not 5-4, not 6-3, not 7-2, not 8-1, 9-0. They disagreed. Now Democrats say, how dare Republicans investigate Joe Biden? How dare they look into the money, the business, and the brand? Millions of dollars, as the chairman said, millions of dollars from foreign entities run through 20 different companies for what? Wasn't 20 different companies for what? Devin Archer told us what it was for. Access to the brand. And the brand was Joe Biden. The brand that played rounds of golf, took calls and meetings, attended lunches and dinners with Hunter Biden and his business partners. The brand that said, the brand that conditioned $1 billion of American tax money on the firing of the prosecutor pressuring the company Hunter Biden sat on the board of. And oh, by the way, was getting paid $1 million a year. Today, we're going to learn more about that brand. We're going to learn more about what Mr. Galanis called the Biden lift.
So that's kind of a summary, Dave. I think it's a good, packed it in 2.5 minutes. But for folks at home who don't have a ton of time, that really gives, I think, a nice overview of kind of how these dots all connect.
No one's better than that than Jordan.
He's the best.
He's like Matt Gaetz. That he has a list of stuff, and just in that 2 minutes, it sums up so much stuff that I guarantee you just know that 80% of Americans are clueless about what that all means or how it's all connected.
Yeah.
But it's lovely to hear it in a 2 minute rant. That's why you got to share our show with your friends, everybody, because we're giving you the best of the best, all summed up.
There you go.
And yes, now we have the receipts. They were actually for the record. Receipts of the money coming in to the Biden family, his brother Jim, is it Jim Biden, and to Hunter's wife, first wife or something.
Yep.
I mean, it's all there. Dozens of receipts now. So, you don't have evidence. There's no real crime. It's
That's
right
BS.
There.
It's right there. They all, and literally, I think it was either Tim Scott or one of the other congressmen. They said permission to enter this into evidence. They had screenshots. They have pictures. Yeah. They have photos. They have canceled checks that are made out to James Biden. They had canceled checks from Joe Biden, the current president, illegitimate president. They had canceled checks from his sister paying back President Biden. In the bottom of the check, it said loan repayment. It was directly connected to the CFC, the CEFC, Chinese Communist Party energy company, that President Xi of China himself signed off on the deal. That's the big kahuna revelation today.
Yes.
All this stuff came out under sworn testimony today at the House Judiciary Committee. Dave, it was incredibly compelling testimony.
It sure was. Hey, let's give the star of the show, Bob Alinsky, some time in the sun here.
Yeah.
So this is a good summation of what he found, because of course the Democrats are like, oh, you're just making this up, blah, 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 making it up. So let's see if I can get this queued up for us here.
All right.
It's tempting. I mean, my biggest appeal to everyone in this room is I wish you would spend the time focusing on the fact that the Chinese Communist Party infiltrated the White House of the United States of America through the Biden family. I don't say that lightly. It's not a joke. I was willing to die for this country, as was my father and both my grandfathers and my brother. This is serious, serious stuff. We should be asking how that happened. Take the Biden name and the Biden family completely out of it. How did the Chinese Communist Party infiltrate the White House of the United States of America? Let's start there. Focus on those facts, what they did, how they did it, why they used money, why they used private enterprises instead of military stuff and other stuff. That is huge to our national security. So I appreciate you yielding that time to me, Mr. Chairman.
I love that.
It's fantastic. Yeah, asymmetrical warfare. That's the answer to the question.
Hey,
it's non-kinetic. That's why, because people.
Joe Biden
it's like
is a. Joe Biden is a Manchurian candidate. That is a movie
100%.
Reference to a communist who's brainwashed, starring Frank Sinatra. It's a fantastic film, 1960. I own it on DVD, of course.
Yeah.
And that's why you hear even Trump uses that term, a Manchurian candidate. It means he's mind controlled from the communists. In the movie, he was like the Koreans, I believe.
Sure.
But here it's the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah.
And if you're not aware of this to this day, you just want to live like an ostrich their head in the sand. Yeah. It's all right there for you to see.
Go ahead. It's a free country. It's a free will, free men and women. Do whatever you want to do. But this country is being torn apart as we speak, Dave. Literally, it's a kind of an unrelated topic, but not. But as to the CCP and the mind control stuff, what do you think TikTok's all about? TikTok is all about mind control. They have 150 million users in the United States. Today, a voicemail was left by a young TikTok user on a congressional voicemail phone that threatened the death of that congressman if they pass a bill banning TikTok. The Chinese Communist Party knows what it's doing. These people are people's minds are very easy to control. Elon Musk put out a great tweet about this yesterday. Yep. I mean, the brain warping that is possible with most soft-brained people out there is incredible. And so this young person said, "I'm going to kill you if you try to pass a bill to shut down my TikTok." That's where we're at.
And that's why, dude, one of the few things we disagree with President Trump on. Sorry, dude. I know he will. It's going to, he thinks Facebook is more of a problem.
Yeah.
Just because Facebook is a problem doesn't mean we have to excuse TikTok.
His advisors are going to pull him around on that one. But yeah, he's not in the right position on that one for sure.
Anything else on the hearing?
Well,
today,
I think the one other hearing piece I want to finish with, if I might, Dave, is Congressman Michael Waltz. You might recall Congressman Swalwell. Does that name ring a bell to you? Congressman Swalwell? Don't choke on your scotch there.
With the Chinese girlfriend?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. He was the one who was not only linked, but he had sex with a Chinese Communist Party spy. And they had a relationship, and it's obviously well known. So today, Congressman Michael Waltz had a few comments for the aforementioned Michael Swalwell. So let's just hang on for a second here, and we will cue that up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I find it incredibly rich Mr. Swalwell is going to come to this committee and lecture us about how China penetrates our government. I think that's something he may know a thing or two about. But let's talk about how China's penetrated the highest levels of this government, including this president and this White House, because I think the visual is incredibly important.
So that was pretty much it. Dude, I mean, just kind of a little humor aside there. But yeah, I think Congressman Swalwell knows a lot about Chinese penetration.
You know, there's so much comedy to be had with these people. We should be mocking them daily. SNL, there's nothing funny about SNL anymore.
No.
Everything about them is hysterical, and they're in total frantic rage mode already, and it's only March.
Yeah.
It's gonna get worse as the months proceed to November 5th.
Yeah, yeah.
That is funny.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think we got to blast off this topic now. You got anything else on today's testimony?
No, but we'll see if there's any ramifications. But no, it's just really, really excellent. So I'm glad we brought that all to you. Hey, Lawfare is in full speed ahead for everybody.
Yes.
And finally, Trump doesn't put up with this nonsense, and we are fighting back. He's got a great team behind him. He doesn't get enough support from the RNC, of course, but I love how forget about New York, which is just a clown show. Maybe if you have a detail on that, but
I do in a minute.
That George Sloppenopoulos, which is now that's his new nickname, that a Clinton acolyte who's
kind of reminds me of that character in Sesame Street, Snuffleupagus. Remember Snuffleupagus?
I do remember that.
That's every time I hear his name, I think of Snuffleupagus for some reason.
I'll take that, or Cookie Monster or something. Yeah. But his ridiculous interview with Macy. From like last week, and he basically came right out and said, Donald Trump's a rapist. No, he's not. That's a defamation lawsuit in your face. So sure enough, 5-6 days later, Donald Trump's team, defamation lawsuit, ABC News, multi-million-dollar thing, falsely stated on several occasions that the plaintiff had been found liable by multiple juries for the rape of Miss E. Jean Carroll, a total nutbag that we all know.
Right.
So that's how you do it. They're going to bring a knife, you bring a knife.
They bring a knife, you bring a 44 Magnum. It's that simple.
There you go.
I mean, you counterpunch twice as hard. That's always been the Trump strategy. It always works. I've learned this very well over the last
They think they can get away with all this. They live in a little bubble.
And they will continue to roll and steamroll over. It's the whole point about totalitarian rule. They will steamroll over all of you. It's just like Attorney General Tish James in New York right now. The other part of this story on the New York side, they want a $500 million bond from Trump in cash He can't get it. He's asked 30 insurance companies for it. Nobody will give it because they want cash as collateral. He doesn't have $500 million of cash. They can't put up the real estate. So as of Monday next week, Tish James can start seizing Trump properties,
Wow,
literally. So
that's
I think
oof.
there's some plan afoot. I don't want to go on the air with right now with what I'm hearing because it's a little premature. I think there's some sort of a plan there to head that off. But yeah, that's what they want. And they want nothing more to have Joanne Reed and all the rest of the crew go on MSDNC and cackle and laugh and say, oh, we're seeing nothing would give us more pleasure than to seize Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue. Nothing would give us more. I
Yep.
mean, they want it. They are
Yep.
so sick. These people are sick, sick, sick in the head.
Yeah, they're like hyenas. Hey, one of the few backers of Trump's lately that getting out there is Mr. Wonderful, right?
Yes,
Who you
yes,
know.
yes, I
Tell
do
us,
know.
you saw was one of the interviews
Yeah,
he was having. He actually was very good about backing up Donald and how nobody should do business in New York
well,
anymore.
yeah, I do want to share this clip with folks. I think it's very instructive, and it really wasn't about backing up Donald Trump per se, Dave. It was really more about backing up American values. And so I'm going to play the clip. I'll let people hear it for themselves. It's about 2 minutes. It was on Fox News, but he did the same interview on CNN and a couple of other sites. But it's really about what the state of affairs is and what kind of a signal are we sending with this kind of an unprecedented activity. I mean, the seizing of assets in this situation smacks of Venezuela, of North Korea. Anyways, here's Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary, Shark Tank. Take a listen.
Where are you, Kevin?
You think about America, the reason this is the number one economy on earth is that we have laws and we have due process and we have property rights. It attracts foreign capital from all around the world. All of that is being shaken to the core here. The concept of seizing assets in 30 days on a bond number that's never been issued. No insurance bond company's ever issued anything near this. So there was no chance it was going to happen. And only giving 30 days notice and time. That's a really bad message. And I think New Yorkers should think well past Trump, whether he's president or not, or whether this attorney general is gone in 4 years or not, it's irrelevant. This is case setting against the American brand, the most stable country on earth, anywhere to put capital to work over a long period of time, particularly in real estate, is the United States of America. This is an assault on what we believe to be core. And I find it extraordinary. I think it's very troubling. It has absolutely nothing to do with Donald Trump at this point, in my view. And it is completely bipartisan. This is an attack on America. And I don't know how you can look at it any other way. And as an investor, and I know plenty of investors are completely disturbed by this, but I mean, no one is going to put any money to work in New York in these amounts until this thing settles down. The whole world is watching, and everybody's waiting for one thing we haven't got yet: adult supervision. Where
Well,
is it?
I definitely want to pick up on something Kevin O'Leary said there, Dave, that is incredibly important. This is an attack on America. Okay? That is the underlying point. These people are radical Marxists. They are not acting in the best interest of the United States. They are, the America is under attack. And that is the whole point. They want to undermine the capitalist system. And that is what they're doing with these types of moves.
It's also a complete disconnect about how the economy works both here and around the world, about how you have to you kind of attract outside money and how you leverage your properties to get a loan for this or that. That guy gets in the Hall of Fame just for that sound up. And free market capitalism has brought more people out of poverty than any other system in the world. It will continue to. And yet these socialists and communists that we have running the show now, just they because of their ideology, they're not going to, they don't care.
I
They
mean,
don't
look,
care.
I mean, just like the, it's a free market, so capital will go where it's treated the best, and it's certainly
Yes.
not the state of New York, so it's going to go somewhere else.
So we're going to know within a few days, the Trump team's going to have to pull out a rabbit out of the hat to kind of get past all this nonsense.
And we'll be here to report on it.
Yeah, we'll be here report. Hey, one of our best pals out there. We love this guy, Peter Navarro. I
Oh,
just this is
yes.
just I actually got a little teary-eyed. So he actually, as of yesterday morning, he gave an amazing little press conference, but he is now in federal prison on a misdemeanor, folks. Yeah. Former Trump advisor Peter Navarro reported to a Miami federal prison on Tuesday. This is frightening, everybody. I mean, when you think of the murderers and rapists and killers running loose, causing mayhem, and the left wing, the globalists, you know what? And they were cheering. The left wing was cheering when he had to go to jail yesterday. It's both sad and upsetting at the same time.
Can I give you 1 minute on Navarro, dude? I have a 45-second clip. I think he's a rock star. Him, Steve Bannon, the top two advisors to President Trump on policy, on trade, obviously Navarro. He's a Harvard PhD. The guy's like 74 years old. He's an amazing rock star. He was the China hawk. Bannon was the strategist. And now he's going to 4 months in federal prison for what? For defying a congressional subpoena. It's a misdemeanor, by the way. He's going to serve more time in federal prison than murderers serve in New York, Dave. Four months in federal prison for a misdemeanor. It's just absolutely disgusting. He went to Supreme Court to try to get Justice Roberts to overturn it, because obviously this is on appeal. And he said, can I stay out of prison while this is on appeal? Justice Roberts declined it. He said, no, you're going to federal prison for 4 months. So let's take a listen to Peter Navarro for a few seconds here.
My mission is to defend the constitutional separation of powers and executive privilege. And I knew day one of getting that subpoena, based on my experiences in the White House, from reading the Office of Legal Counsel memos at the Department of Justice, that absolute testimonial immunity was in place. McGahn, Peterborough, Conworth, Porter. I can give you a whole long string of senior White House advisors who did exactly what I did and were never prosecuted. Right. And if I had gone to Congress and played the piecemeal game with them, I would have done damage to the separation of powers, and I would not have been doing my duty. I would not have been obeying my oath of office.
So I think that's the key right there, just for folks who don't have all the background on this. So obviously Navarro was a senior advisor to President Trump. He is covered under executive privilege, or he should be. That's the whole argument that he's making. This will go to the Supreme Court after he gets out of prison, and he will be exonerated. I'm going to absolutely predict that. It is a classic separation of powers, because presidents and their advisors, unless they have immunity, they cannot act. It's the whole why this presidential immunity case is so important, which will go Trump's way at the Supreme Court as well. Because if you get into those positions, let's say one day, Dave, that I may be one of those people as an advisor to the president or working in the White House or the administration, why would I take a job like that? I mean, our constitutional republic will cease to function. I would never take a job like that if I knew that I could be criminally prosecuted, right?
I totally agree. This opens up such a can of worms. We wish him well, and the other soundbite that he gave, which is important, about how he is afraid for this country and where this is headed,
right?
Using him as a scapegoat for all this stuff. So, I'm still hearing something.
No, sorry, dude. I just like a little sound side audio there. Sorry,
it's okay.
Our producer, our producer Chuck over here. Chuck, come on, what are you doing, brother? Come on.
Yeah. Hey, quick tie in. Another pro-Trump attorney. Who backed the fake election of 2020 did you hear about this? Was arrested Monday. Her name was Stephanie Lambert.
Oh, I did hear about this by U.S. Marshals. Yeah,
exactly.
But she was arrested, dude, because she got the direct evidence, not circumstantial, direct evidence of Dominion voting system irregularities. She has the receipts, the paperwork. I saw it. I've physically seen it myself. And as soon as they found out she was the lawyer, the federal government, the Biden's Department of Justice, U.S. Marshals report to Merrick Garland, the DOJ AG, Marshals were sent to her house to arrest her. I mean, dude, state. We are living in a police state.
I know. It's out of some bad movie, some bad futuristic movie.
It's a Dinesh D'Souza. No, it's Dinesh D'Souza's movie, but it's true.
But it's true. I mean, it's one thing to say, okay, we don't like this. We're going to fine you or some nonsense. She was arrested.
I know.
This is, I mean, this is brutal.
And nobody's heard anything from her. She's apparently in solitary confinement under U.S. Marshals guard. I mean, nobody can get any information on this.
I cannot believe it.
It's right up there with the Boeing quality guy who like, not really killed himself that we talked about last week.
That's right. Well, anyway, her name again is Stephanie Lambert. Let's wish her well and Navarro, and we'll just keep track of what happens to them and so on.
Yeah, right? Just keep track. Moving on to a couple other stories just to close out the show, Dave. I know we're running late on time, but hey, sometimes there are weeks where we have to just go without commercial breaks. We got to blow past the interruptions and just go right through. In the category of not surprised, another person linked to the Clintons has been found surprisingly dead. Executive director of the Bill and Hillary Clinton Airport in Arkansas shot in the head by ATF federal agents in his home this morning. No one's talking about anything. No one's saying what happened. No one's saying why the ATF was there in the first place. But we know he's dead, and he worked very closely with the Clintons. It's funny how these people end up just like dead in very strange circumstances all the time. Dave, you're going to love a couple of these other stories. So, you know, you kind of referred to this earlier. I'm at the Breitbart site here. Chicago blacks regret pro-Biden vote as the migrant crisis worsens. I mean, they are pissed off. There is stuff all over the internet now where they're just going crazy. They're upset. They can't believe it. Meanwhile, you have over at Harvard, the Harvard students holding vigils for the Hamas terrorists who were killed in the last few weeks during the bombing, that Israel's doing over there. Meanwhile, you got Macron in Paris. They're sticking to their climate change agenda. So the Summer Olympics are over there in Paris this year, Dave. You might have heard this, but they want to make sure they respect the climate change, especially for all the private jets that fly in. So they've actually canceled all the air conditioners that are going to be at all housing for all the athletes. They're not going to have any air. I don't know if you have been to Paris in the summertime. I actually have. It is hot. It's really hot. And if you don't have any stinking air conditioning, that is really not going to be a good place to be. Speaking of stinking.
Uh-oh, private jets good, air conditioning bad. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, exactly. Dave, great to see you this week, folks. Thanks for tuning into our show. Really appreciate it. And don't forget to share us with all of your right-minded friends. And you know what? These days, I would just call it common sense-minded friends. I mean, this country is just, I don't know, Dave. We've done this show for what? Coming up on 400 episodes now, almost 400 shows. We didn't think it could get any worse. It's gotten a whole hell of a lot worse. 15 million illegals later, and on it goes. Folks, we're also on social media at Rant and Rave 1776. You'll find us everywhere. And as always, you'll see us down the road on the right side.